in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Most of the areas that have been affected by the floods over the weekend, mostly in Nelson Mandela Bay, especially those low-lying areas where people have erected or built on, such as informal settlement. One of those areas is at Dongeni, where we're coming live from now in KwaZakhele. According to the municipality, over 1,200 families or people that have been evacuated following this flood in Nelson Mandela Bay that have been accommodated in different institutions such as municipality halls and also churches. So far, it's still unclear how long these people will be accommodated in this area. Some of these people were saying that they've lost sentimental values such as IDs and also their SASSA cards. But the municipality, when I spoke with the safety MC earlier on today, Lawrence Thrun, was saying they have formed what they call the joint operation that will be looking and assisting these people that have been affected by these floods, including the Department of Social Development. Currently, I've seen a couple of people, officials from the Department of Social Development, that are actually assisting, registering people in the system, those that have lost their identity books, and also those that have lost their SASSA cards.
And Ntlibisi, in terms of those who are being now housed in different places of safety, do they have some of those basic necessities, food, water, even warm clothes and blankets?
Yes, some of them, cause organizations such as the Gift of the Givers were also on the ground since yesterday, and when this flood started, officially distributed blankets and also food with water to try to assist those people. But the bad news, and also for the people that have been accommodated in this hall, it seems like it's not over yet, as another heavy rains are expected on Wednesday. So we don't know whether some of them they will be able to go back to their homes.
And as you mentioned, with more bad weather expected, does provincial government have plans in place to ensure that there is no loss of life and that damages to roads, infrastructure will all be limited?
Yes, there are plans that are currently in place. As you mentioned, that there were a couple of roads that were affected by this bad weather in the Eastern Cape. Some of the roads had to be closed. There was also a warning that was issued by the provincial government to the motorists that they need to be careful when they are driving during these heavy rains in the Eastern Cape. So far, we haven't got any comment from the side of the provincial government besides the statement that were released over the weekend of what exactly what plans they have in place to try and to mitigate the damage that might be caused by these heavy rains here in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.